Track 6.
So, Ms. Prendergast, let me take your details. I'll just enter your name. How do you spell it?
P-R-E-N-D-E-R-G-A-S-T.
OK, that's it. And what's your present address?
52 Lanchester Road. That's L-A-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. It's in the Riverside part of town. The postcode is KE78UD.
And your home phone number?
01594-398-210.
And I've got your mobile number, 07945-872-310.
Yes, that's right.
OK. Now, the house is on the market for £350,000, but I know that the owners would be happy to accept a close offer as it's been on for a few months. What would your first offer be?
I think £340,000 would be fair.
OK. I'll put that offer to them and we'll see what they say. Now, usually buyers have a mortgage arranged with a bank, a loan to buy the house, so that we can quickly complete the sale. Do you have one arranged yet?
We've spoken to our bank, and they're happy to offer us what we need, up to £300,000. We also have a 15% deposit in our bank account, about £52,000, so that won't be a problem.
And is anyone buying your house? Will the sellers of this property need to wait for you to sell yours?
No. We sold it a couple of months ago and we're staying with relatives. So we're ready to move in as soon as the sale is completed. So, when do you think you can get an answer on the offer?
I should be able to get one tomorrow. Then, if they agree, we can do things quite quickly.
Oh.
Your bank will do the survey, you know, send someone to check the house is in good condition and at the right price. And if that's OK, we can then prepare the contracts for you and the seller to sign.
How long do you think the sale will take after that?
Well, it's difficult to say. If things go well, we should complete it in about 2 months at the most. Most sales take about 2 months. However, if there are any problems, it could take longer, but we hope it won't be more than 3 months. For example, part of the house, like the roof, might be in bad condition and might need some work, or there might be plans for a new road in the local area. Anything like that can delay the sale, but most of our sales go through quickly.
Oh, I hope nothing like that happens. We're really looking forward to moving in soon. It's not easy living a long time with relatives, and my husband has a long journey to get to work. But those aren't the things I'm really worried about. If we can move in before the end of the summer, it'll be much easier for the children to go to their new school. That's why I hope we can complete everything on time.
Don't worry. I don't see any problems with this sale, so I'm quite sure you'll be in the house by then. So, just to go over things again, I'll talk to the sellers tomorrow. If they accept your offer, then we can continue. If they don't, you'll need to put in a higher one quickly, but we should be able to agree by the end of the week. Then you ask your bank to send someone to check the house. If that's all okay, the next step is to prepare the contracts for you and the seller to sign, and we should complete the sale soon after that.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to your call tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.